much about. So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Well, the Japanese would be proud. You waited until the meal was done. But at this point, hit me with it and let us both get on with our days.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
A friend of mine told me, try America Online. I said, why? I've got a computer. He said, try it. You'll see. It's simple. Every time you sign on,
welcome.
It tells you if you've got mail.
You've got mail.
Want to send some email? Type the message, click here, and it's done. I like this. With one click, I can browse all kinds of great features on America Online. And their web browser makes it easy to explore the World Wide Web. Call the toll-free number and you'll receive your free startup kit and 10 free hours to look around. It's worth a try. You'll see.
To try America Online free, call 1-800-313-1919. You'll receive your free America Online startup kit and 10 free hours your first month. Call now.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What exactly is a computer?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Roll another one.
What he believes is what he believes.
Just like the other one.
And it's getting late, so good luck.
This one seems to be about quit.
You shut your drunk mouth.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
That's the first cool thing you've ever said.
Roll another one.
Ma! The meatloaf!
Just like the other one.
Yeah, I said it.
This one seems to be about
Isn't that creepy?
I don't have another cent.
My cat just bit me on the foot. That really hurt.
But the bone
at this point, I'm more Bean than Gene.
Just pass it around.
I told you radio was my jam.
And the bogart that joined, my friend.
You know what time it is.
Well, just pass it on down.
And now.
If you can't enjoy this many people kissing our ass at this level, then I feel sorry for you.
Our feature presentation.
I think that cat just bit my foot. When people ask me the highlight of my career, it's going to be in the top three.
Well, I've been living with it as my ringtone, so.
Come on, you guys. Wasn't that big a deal?
It was
we found
amazing.
Out from our listeners that most of them have been bitten by a cat at one point or another.
Yeah.
It's very common.
And rest in peace to those listeners.
Not right. Really as bad as yours, though.
Well,
not really.
I am taking, let me tell you what I got.
Oh.
I got amoxiclav.
Antibiotic?
Antibiotics. That's the antibiotics that I'm on. Yeah, apparently it's a very powerful penicillin-like antibiotic. So
sure.
It should do the trick. So I have to take it twice a day for 10 days.
What did the doctor say when you asked him?
Doctor said I was very foolish for not coming in yesterday.
Yep.
Immediately after the bite. So I guess that would have been 2 days ago.
He
now,
used
yeah.
the words very foolish.
Very foolish.
You don't
yes.
want that from your doctor yes. ever.
Well,
I was called really dumb by my doctor. And I was like, you're not supposed to say stuff like that to your patients.
And that's the guy who almost died from a spider.
Right. Apparently I waited too long to go, but he thinks I'm going to be okay. So it doesn't look like I'm going to lose a foot this time. But I do. God, I miss that cat, though, man. I still hope Boris comes back.
To
but,
you.
But you know he's someone else's cat
yeah.
now.
I know, but if he's just out wandering around, it'd be cool if he'd just stop by just to, you
just
know.
Just another, hello. Another
just
nibble?
Just to say, hey, you know.
To go for the other foot?
No, not for a biting thing, just for a little cuddling, that's all.
These are people, but they're cats, and this is kind of blowing my mind.
Before we move on, I did have one final cat question, and this is for you, Jensen, because you're a fellow cat lover.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had cats in the past on numerous occasions. There were people who were commenting on the video that Donna shot through the kitchen door of me playing with Boris out on
yeah,
the front porch,
with
right?
A big smile pre-accident.
Yes, I was delighted. I was just
before Love died.
Mm-hmm. Love never died. I was having the time of my life, and he was, he was batting at a plant, and we were just having fun.
All your blood,
and I was rubbing him and scratching him and stuff. People said that it was uncool that as I rubbed his back, I continued rubbing all the way to the end of his tail, and they said that was weird or something you shouldn't do. When you rub your cat, do you rub his tail too, or no?
No, but I don't do it for any reason that they're saying. I just don't do it because I don't think I think he has shown that he doesn't like it.
Isn't that creepy?
It's not creepy at all.
Why did they say that? That I don't know anything about cats because I hate them because they're terrible.
Because they're awesome.
Why this are you not supposed to pet them?
Well,
this is what I'm trying to understand.
Okay.
Because so I would be like scratching his back and stuff, and then just as I go down his body, I would just keep going and just kind of cup his tail on the way out.
Isn't that creepy?
No, it's not creepy at all. I was just trying to, just make him feel good.
I mean, my cat has shown that he doesn't love belly rubs. He goes more towards the back. So I think maybe people who are saying that just have their own interests, like their own cats in mind.
Right. I gotcha. They know their cats don't like it, so they think no cat. I mean, Boris seemed to love it. So
yeah.
That's okay.
I just love, and not to belabor the point, but you got bit. Mm-hmm. You were most definitely going to get an infection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which your doctor told
99%, we were told.
And you just wish that cat would come back.
Well, yeah. I mean, it wasn't it wasn't the cat's fault.
Of course it was.
Was it
your fault?
No.
No, the cat's a dick.
It was nobody's fault. It was just a thing that happened. It's nobody's fault.
A thing that happens where I get bit, I change my behavior.
I don't blame him for biting. He's a cat. Cats sometimes will bite you, especially given his history being a fairly recently adopted former feral cat. That's probably what he's used to.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if he's used to that and biting is normal for him, I don't let him back in my house.
I see Bean being eaten by a coyote going, that's his nature. It's his nature. Don't worry about me.
No
just
one
dying.
Hurt this.
Yeah. No, don't shoot him. Don't shoot him. It's my fault.
I didn't love the bite, but it was worth it for the 2 days that I got to spend with Boris.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
That's
sad. The trade-off is that I enjoyed his company so much that a little bit of pain on the end of it was fine.
Directing cats is like directing a group of world-class athletes.
So, I miss Boris.
That's creepy.
That's what I'm saying. Jensen, when your son was born,
yes.
First and foremost, every new parent just hopes for a healthy baby.
Yes, we didn't have that blessing, but that's all we wanted, yes.
That's all you want. Anything else, whatever. Mm-hmm. Looks, hair, whatever. You just want that baby to be healthy.
Yeah.
I would have been disappointed that if it were my baby, that Adler was not born with a tail, because I am a huge fan of humans with tails.
Okay.
A huge fan.
Well, we didn't feel the same way you did, but go on.
So you didn't have that crushing disappointment I would have. Kevin, how many times have you heard me say how much I'd love to have a tail?
I mean, and I don't know if he's kidding or not, mm-hmm. but
probably,
without exaggerating, 50.
Okay. It would be great to have a tail. I mean, look, how many times do you find yourself in a situation where two hands are just not enough?
Mm-hmm.
You're carrying stuff out to the car.
What can you do?
He sees this tail working as like an octopus arm.
Yes, exactly.
Are there an inch?
No, I'm talking about
a
real
full
tail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm talking about like a monkey tail. That's what you want. Tail.
Bean's gone bye-bye.
No, I'm saying that if you could use that tail to hit the button to open up your trunk or whatever, you would totally love that.
Well, you also are saying you'd want a third arm.
Essentially, yeah, but a tail is even cooler because you can use a tail to help you climb. You can use a tail to help you do all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
Well, the reason I bring all this up is because designers in Japan at Keio University have created what they call a jointed appendage, which is essentially a tail that is worn at the waist. And the reason is, specifically, although there are many other uses available, specifically to help people who have balance problems. Because the tail... Let me just say this.
I just use the front side for that. You know what I mean?
lots of other mammals, you think about mammals that have tails. You think about rats and you think about kangaroos. You think about monkeys. They use their tail for balance because they don't stand upright and walk like we do. Okay.
Right.
Apes do. That's why they don't have or need a tail. But there are some people who have real balance problems. There are also people that are thinking that this would be an outstanding device for people who work in physical labor. They're construction workers. They have to lift heavy, heavy things. A tail helps you balance and take some of the pressure off your back.
So this is so this goes to the floor.
That's right. Yes.
So it's almost like an action figure when I was a kid.
Exactly.
Got it. So that makes it stand up.
Yes, exactly. So if you picture Godzilla, for instance, we're talking his tail. It's a robo-tail that was presented in July at a conference in Los Angeles. It's kind of T-Rex-y looking, but they say it will augment your physical abilities. And they're working on this to make a functional tail that people who want it can use for balance. And I think this is fantastic. And I think they're going to get to the point where, you know, they're going to make them, you know, like right now, they kind of need power. They're going to figure out some way to put a battery in this or something like this. And I think we're all going to be walking around with tails because we're going to realize how dope it is.
I just want to let that sink in.
So basically, you're becoming a tripod.
Well, I'm already a tripod, if you get my meaning. But I'm saying,
every time you use it, does it sound like this?
It doesn't say if there are sound effects built in or not.
They should set it up.
This is not for for cosplayers or furries or anybody like that. This is for people who, again, have impaired. I mean, think about old people that have trouble walking. If they had a tail, it'd be so much easier for them, for the balance.
So you're saying instead of like a walker?
Yeah. Mm. So anyway, I'm very excited about this, and I always say, you know, we live in a wonderful time where, you know, it's the most modern technology has ever been.
Wonderful time.
It is, and this is part of the reason why, is because you're going to remember this conversation in 5 years when you're strapping on your tail. You're going to be, you know, Bean said this would happen, and here we are.
You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
This is such a weird start.
I believe everything.
It's Friday, so keep it 100. Can't get there fast enough. The drunkest you've seen your parents.
Love this.
This is, I'm so excited to hear what people, I assume people have seen some crazy things.
Kevin's party bus to Vegas, singles.
Okay.
Tonight at midnight is the deadline.
Oh. Whoa.
So we're going to give you some more people who are trying to get in. And we'll tell you how to do it. Pokemon Go, still a thing?
Yeah,
I was shocked.
I can't believe that people are still using it that actively.
I can't either. It's huge. It's still huge.
Still massive.
Yes. Yeah. Crazy. People are dumb. And actor, comedian Seth Rogen on the program as well today. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:56.
Allie is taking a well-deserved day off today. In for her for what's happening. Hey, Jensen.
Hi, everyone. Listen, ahead of the long-awaited release of her seventh studio album, Lover, Bean, how excited are you that Taylor Swift put out the final official single from the album last night?
Look, well, final so far.
Yeah. Well, no, she's saying this is the last one before the record.
Oh, before the record, yeah, that's but she may still have new singles to come, so it's not the final.
Take it easy, Jensen. He's the guy.
I mean, please, I don't want to pretend no one else is going to hear it.
Of course I'm excited. I mean, anytime there's a new song from an artist that you like, you're excited to hear it.
Okay, this follows Me with Brendon Urie, You Need to Calm Down, and Archer. The full album comes out August 23rd, 18 tracks, her first with Public Records, her new home. In an interview with Vogue, she said the song is one of her favorite bridges. Here's a quote, Bean, so stand by this from your favorite artist. I love a bridge, and I was really able to go to Bridge City.
She didn't say that in those words, though.
That's it. That's the quote.
That's an interesting way to describe her songwriting, but okay.
Let's hear what Bridge City sounds like. This is Lover.
Can I go where you go? Can we always be this close? Forever and ever and on. Take me out and take me home. You're my lover.
Daddy likey.
So she released that? Like, that's finished?
That's a hit, Kevin.
It has like a real Motown sound. Like
it's definitely old school. Yeah. Definitely old school. Very different from the slick pop she's been doing the last few years.
But I'm saying that's the finished product.
That's a hit, Kevin.
Okay.
Did you pre-order?
No.
Okay.
No, because I want to go to Target and get all the special editions, the hard copies.
Right.
Next Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. $1 billion and beyond. Disney announces yesterday, or early today, that it critically lauded the critically lauded animated sequel Toy Story 4 has now hit the $1 billion mark.
That's just average for them now.
Yeah.
It's expected, which
is crazy.
It's Disney's fifth $1 billion grossing film of the year. Aladdin, Lion King, Captain Marvel, Avengers Endgame, all of them made that kind of money. I can't imagine any studio touching what Disney did this year for quite some time.
Oh, I can't imagine.
I can't either. But wasn't there a story like a month ago that their profits were not what investors expected?
Yeah,
what was the story with
their stock report was that they didn't make as much money as they thought. But the reason is, from what I've heard, the reason is because all of the theme park costs came out of last fiscal year.
So they'll have to recoup those going forward.
Well, next one will have all the profit in it, from what I
understand. I hope Disney's going to be okay.
We pray for them, don't we? Mm-hmm. The film sales to it's internationally over $1 billion, and that joins Incredibles 2, Finding Dory, and Toy Story 3 as the fourth Pixar film to achieve $1 billion. Now, I was wondering, those aren't the four best Pixar movies. Like, it's weird.
Interesting.
Finding Dory, Incredibles 2, Toy Story 3, and now Toy Story 4, those aren't even on anyone's lists as, like, my favorite Pixar movie, right? It's just sequels.
Yeah, I would think so.
It's the sequel factor.
Yeah. So anyway.
Everybody loved the first one so much, they couldn't wait to see the next one.
If you're in film school, just make a sequel, man.
Yeah. Start with a sequel.
Yeah. Just do, like, make a new movie and just call it, like, you know, The Birds and the Cat 2.
Right.
Or whatever. And then people are like, did you see one? No. It doesn't matter. Two's great. Some birthdays today. Singer and actress Madonna. I like putting actress in there. Kathy Lee Gifford, James Cameron, Angela Bassett, Steve Carell, and Reginald Vell Johnson, who's always played a cop. It's Die Hard, Family Matters, etc. Yeah, I don't think he's ever played anything else. And one of our favorite directors here on the show, Taika Waititi. Happy birthday.
All right.
And that's
Seth Rogen, longtime friend of the Kevin and Bean Show and personal friend of yours, Jensen Karp.
He's a pal.
Did a very funny thing yesterday when he put up the new Red Band trailer for his film that he produced called Good Boys. The kids who star in the movie not only can't see the movie, they can't even see the trailer. That's how dirty it is. Seth, I feel like you should be arrested or something for that.
I would have been arrested long ago. By the skin of my teeth.
How delicate a dance is that when you're working with kids underage and you're getting them to say and do like explicitly adult things?
They themselves are like the innocent core of a filthy film, I would say. And while they say a lot of things, they do some dirty things, the joke is largely one of innocence, you know. But there was a lot of things that came up that they had no idea what they were saying or doing. And if they asked, we would tell them to ask their parents. And we would say, your parents are the ultimate barometers of how much of this stuff you should understand.
Your director even said that if things got a little crazy, they would have to go ask their mom sort of mid-project. That has to be a first.
When we made Superbad, there was actually some of that. The actor who played McLovin was like 16 shot the movie, and his mother actually had to be on set all the time as well. I was the same when I did Freaks and Geeks. I was only 17, and my mother had to be on set all the time. So, I totally sympathize with it, honestly. But what's also weird is their parents are like my age, like, which is not something I
that is weird.
I think I'm older than Jacob's parents. So, they are fans of our movies and understand that we, you know, our heart's in the right place, and generally we're making things that they won't need to be embarrassed by.
And I've been lucky enough to work with Seth before, and so much of his creative process involves people yelling out jokes. Like, everyone's allowed to participate that's creative in the project. And I assume you had to put muzzles on a lot of people when people are trying to come up with jokes. It gets raunchier and raunchier sometimes. Did you have to hold people back from giving those suggestions?
No, they would just give the suggestions, and the kids would say it. It was pretty amazing. Yeah, you would just tell them to say it, and they would say it, and they would have no idea what they were saying. It actually reminded me, like, when we made the Green Hornet, the kid who played the guy who played Kato did not speak English, and so we would be yelling out jokes for him to say, and he would repeat them perfectly, having no idea what he was saying. And weirdly, it was a similar process.
That's funny. Seth, it seems, Seth, like you only work with people who have no idea what they're saying. That's a weird
thing. It's the only way people will work with me. It's a trend I've noticed. Well, only people will engage with me if they don't know what is actually happening.
We are talking to Seth Rogen here on the Kevin Bean Show. He's the producer of a new film that looks hilarious. It is called Good Boys. It's in theaters today. Now, this movie is about 12 and 13-year-olds who are really just kind of being exposed to adult things, and they have all those complicated feelings going on, and they're trying to navigate their way in the world and with the opposite sex. Was there anything in this movie that kind of reminded you of a 12-year-old Seth Rogen, something you went through, Seth?
Oh, so much stuff in the movie. I mean, just the idea of getting invited to a kissing party and having so much anxiety, not knowing how to kiss at all, not knowing the protocol, not just wanting to embarrass myself. Yeah, I really relate to that. Not knowing how any profanity works properly is also something I very much relate to. I had like the slang words for male and female genitalia backwards until I was like 13 years old, which was probably wildly confusing to many people. But honestly, I think like on an emotional level, like the movie's really about, in many ways, like when you're around 12 is also when you learn that like the kids you've been friends with your whole life, you probably aren't going to be friends with your whole life.
Right.
And not just that, you're probably more likely to like you're probably more likely to like be about to meet the kids that you're actually going to be friends with your whole life. And I think that's something I really relate to, because like Evan, who's my partner, who I still work with, like I met him when I was 13 and I abandoned many other children when I met him, and all the guys I was friends with up until I was 13, I just basically stopped being friends with.
Well, the movie looks hilarious. It looks like something we need these days. If you enjoyed Superbad, Pineapple Express, Sausage Party, or all the other great movies that these guys have done together, it looks phenomenal. In theaters today, it was called Good Boy. Seth, you know, we always love having you on the Kevin Bean Show. It's always great to get a chance to catch up with you. Continued success, my friend.
Thank you, and congratulations, Jensen, on your child.
Thank you, Seth.
I'll say it on the radio.
That's where all the most emotional, real things come out.
Exactly. Yeah.
Bye, buddy.
This is how my life. I don't see my friends anymore, so I have to congratulate them.
Yeah. We'll set up an interview for about 2 months from now. I'll tell you how he's growing up.
Okay, perfect.
Jensen is in for Allie today. Time for another look at what's happening on a Friday.
Yay.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, everybody.
An episode of Jimmy Kimmel Live last year featured the emergency tones that you hear when your phone gets like a presidential alert. Remember when we got those?
I do, yeah.
Or it says like Amber Alert.
Amber Alert, yeah.
Okay. So they used that 3 times in the show. It was the day we got that presidential alert,
okay,
if you remember. A statement on Thursday released by the FCC says that the show will have a $395,000 fine for misusing the tone from the system of emergency alert.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, $400,000, basically.
Hope the bit was worth it, Jimmy.
Oh, I'm sure it was not. The emergency alert system tone is used on television and cell phones to warn people of impending emergencies such as tornadoes and floods. So it's used as protection. And the FCC believes that using it in a TV show is falsely showing people that there's an emergency.
Nice job, dumbass.
Now, look.
He said to himself,
look. The FCC is not wrong that is the intention of the presidential alert system. Anyone who was watching the Jimmy Kimmel show that night, and I remember the bit, it was so obviously not an emergency.
Right.
He was obviously making a comedy joke about things that President Trump might interrupt your phone with.
And one of the reasons that the fine exists is probably because just hours earlier, millions of cell phones had a presidential alert that said, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed."
Exactly. So. But nobody can confuse what Jimmy did with an actual alert.
Well, it's not only Jimmy. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. There's two other channels.
Yeah.
Right?
AMC's The Walking Dead got fined $104,000 for using the simulated EAS tone in 2 scenes in February. And a television show I've never heard of called Lone Star Law also misused the emergency alert. They are going to cost the Animal Planet a penalty of $68,000. You have 30 days to pay that thing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You're saying the FCC may not be logical, Bean?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
Jensen, how are you not watching this show, Lone Star Law? Everything's bigger in Texas, including the job of the Texas game wardens to protect the Lone Star State's natural resources and police its 27 million citizens.
Well, now that's a show that definitely can afford that fine.
Right?
Now that I've heard that, it is probably just drowning in ratings.
A show where the cops are protecting natural resources.
You know what? I right now I'm watching a show where paint dries, so I'm going to watch that over that, if that's cool.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Dave Chappelle is not yet done with Netflix, and for good reason.
I'm glad.
He's one of the funniest comedians working and has been for decades. The stand-up comedian announced his fifth comedy special for the streaming platform, an announcement teaser voiced by Morgan Freeman.
This is Dave. He tells jokes for a living. Hopefully he makes people laugh. But these days, it's a high-stakes game. How did we get here, I wonder? I don't mean that metaphorically. I'm really asking.
They're in the middle of the desert.
How did Dave get here? I mean, what the f*** is this? But what do I know? I'm just Morgan Freeman.
It shows Dave Chappelle in sort of a desert. He shows there's a stand-up, but he eventually gets to a kind of background and picks up a microphone. Very emotional, kind of intense commercial. Dave Chappelle, Sticks and Stones will arrive on Netflix August 26th. This on the heels of the announcement that Leslie Jones is also getting her own stand-up special.
Is Dave Chappelle one of those celebrities who is too buff?
He is very buff. I think that Joel McHale, who we had in the other day, is too buff.
I think he is, too.
I don't know if Dave Chappelle... I mean, it is a little distracting.
Yes.
How buff he is.
There is a point at which you don't look... what's the word I'm looking for?
Human?
Proportionate.
Proportionate. Thank you, Beer Mug. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What just happened?
Yeah. I never really looked at him for vocab.
I'm at a loss for words, and Beer Mug jumps in to save me?
Never go full Carrot Top.
Right. That's it. That's exactly what it looks like Dave's going through right now.
You never want that. But yeah, he's very
and,
buff.
And also, don't go the way I go, which is just
the opposite.
Cookie dough. Yeah. You don't want to be where I'm at either.
Right.
Melting cookie dough?
Right.
Has anyone ever paid secretly for your dinner?
No, secret? No.
No?
Nor is it surprising. You go, what?
Yeah, Bean?
No.
No, I have done it numerous times, and I love it. There's nothing more fun than that.
Well, in a recent interview, Katy Perry talked about how she ran into Seven Rings singer Ariana Grande 2 weeks earlier while out for sushi with her fiancé Orlando Bloom and his son, and they got an unexpected generous surprise. She said, at the end of my long meal with Orlando and his son, we finished after an hour and a half, and we asked for my check, and they're like, Ariana Grande took care of it. And we're like, oh my God, that's so cool.
That's pretty cool.
Perry's new single, Small Talk, was co-written by a guy named Johan Carlson, who has worked with Grande in the past on songs like Bang Bang. And they recently were at the same Kamala Harris fundraising event over at Scooter Braun's house. So this friendship is building.
I like it. And that Katy Perry song is so good.
It's really, it's better on a couple listens.
Yeah.
Yeah, some you don't get the first time.
Right. No. And also, I think me and I might be the only person, people in the world who sit there and listen to it a couple times to make sure we get it.
Yeah. I don't. I have to hear it first. I have to hear something the first
time. Well, I'm on my eighth listen of the Tool song. Takes up
Which
most of my
great.
Day. Yeah, it takes up. It's about an hour. Every day for about an hour, I sit down, I listen to it, and I sort of get out every moment of it. That song is long, yeah?
Yeah, it's long and great.
I drove across country once.
Oh,
and
yeah?
I heard about... two-thirds of it, and I thought, you know what, I haven't gone back to it, but I want to go back and finish.
I actually just bought a calendar, and so every day I get through a couple seconds, I mark it on the calendar, and I figure by the end of the year I'll have a full calendar and get into 2020 with it.
I like it.
Good luck with that.
Some birthdays. Happy birthday to Madonna from Desperately Seeking Susan. You may know her from that. Kathy Lee Gifford, James Cameron, Angela Bassett, Steve Carell, and Reginald Vell Johnson, who only plays policemen. You know him from Die Hard and Family Matters, and Taika Waititi, one of our favorite directors. And that's
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
Another quick reminder, by the way, the deadline is tonight at midnight. If you would like to be on Kevin's party bus to Las Vegas, we're talking about our latest singles party. You and three friends get to join us in Las Vegas. A two-night hotel stay at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. You get all the details and enter at krock.com. You just upload a video of yourself and tell us what you're into and what you're looking for.
Yeah, we don't post the video. You just so you don't have to worry about that.
No.
Yeah,
and also, we're trying to get the same number of... tacos as sausage?
Wait, why are we being coy about this? Are we not allowed to say equal numbers of men and women?
I mean, sure, I could have said it that way.
And that technically, yeah. Right now, we need more women.
A few more tacos.
Yes.
More tacos.
Yeah. Jesus. Right.
So if you and your squad, if you will, would like to go to Las Vegas next weekend, then go to KROQ.com and sign up. We'll be playing some of the latest ones coming up next hour as well.
It is you plus three.
Yeah, yeah. It's a free trip for you and your friends.
Yeah, that's a very good deal, you guys.
You know what? I found out people are dumb.
Dumb.
Out of Nashville, Tennessee, a Nashville man who was allegedly caught shoving beef brisket and propane bottles into his pants.
Oh, I didn't know that was a problem. I guess I gotta go change.
Was caught by police officers who were already in the store in their uniforms. And this guy's jamming stuff down his pants. Here's the report.
I just had that feeling like there's no...
That's not the right one. Go to the other one.
Yep.
All right.
This Nashville man is accused of shoving beef brisket and propane bottles into his pants, then assaulting a police officer. An officer spotted John Honecker shoplifting on security cameras. Police and the store's loss prevention employee detained Honecker, and that's when they found the brisket and the propane bottles. Now, during transport to central booking, police say Honecker was kicking the patrol car's windows, banging his head against the plastic partition that separates the front and the back.
Yeah.
Then when police tried to restrain the man, that's when they say he tried kicking an officer in the head and midsection. Police say Honecker advised them to leave his drunk, explicitive alone.
I mean, honestly, he told them. He gave him a warning, right?
Do you guys think that the meat and the propane canister were connected? Like his plan was to take it home and make a brisket? Or do you think that the propane canister was just so he would, you know, look good?
No.
if you get my meaning.
Is that, are you happy to see me, or is that just a propane in your pocket?
Exactly. You think that's what it was?
No,
he
I think
show
he was,
up at some lady's
I hope that's
some,
what it was.
He was looking to BBQ. Yeah. No,
you think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Out of Fresno, California man dies after competing in taco eating contest.
Oh, now this is just sad.
Authorities say a man died shortly after competing in a taco eating contest in Fresno. Fresno Sheriff Spokesman Tony Boddy says 41-year-old Dana Hutchings of Fresno died Tuesday night shortly after arriving at a hospital. They're doing an autopsy to find out exactly why, but it was right in the middle of a taco eating contest. Mm-hmm. Tuesday night's competition allowed amateurs to qualify for Saturday's World Taco Eating Championship. So he wasn't even in the finals.
Yeah.
If you're going to die, you got to be in the finals.
Go out on top.
Right.
This was the Fresno Grizzlies, is that right? The minor league team that was up there doing it?
Yes.
And apparently the guy, an eyewitness, said that he was not even chewing. He was swallowing tacos whole.
That's,
or as much of it as he could.
That is a cool way to go out, though.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's awesome. It should be on his tombstone. He didn't swallow. Or he did swallow. He didn't chew.
Yes.
He swallowed. That's better.
Right, that's much better. Breaking news. This headline reads, loud fart gives away suspect's hiding place and police arrest him. A suspect hiding from, was getting away when a bout of flatulence revealed his hiding place to police. So they were literally actively searching for him. Law enforcement officers in Missouri caught a hidden man wanted for possession of a controlled substance when he farted loudly. If you've got a felony warrant for your arrest and cops are looking for you and you pass gas so loud that it gives up your hiding spot, you're definitely having an S day.
Yes.
Hashtag it happened.
Yeah, not good.
A person accidentally texts Missouri police officer about getting high. This happened on Friday. Winfield police officer got a text from an unknown guy. The unidentified person began the conversation around 5 p.m. on Friday, asking if, quote, the girl, if she'd like to go out later that evening. Hey, do you want to go to a game tonight? It won't cost you free hot dog and soda, the message read.
Okay.
In response to the invitation, the officer wrote, I'd love to go to the game, although, sadly, I think you have the wrong man. Wrong number. The person, however, insisted he had the right number. I don't have the wrong number. We went to the game together, he responded to. The officer texted back, what game did we go to? He texted, with Sherry and Diana. We got high together, girl. The message read. And then he texted again, get dressed and I'll pick you up. In the truck, remember? The officer sent a selfie in his uniform, showing his badge, and wrote, pretty sure we didn't get high together. And the guy wrote back, wrong number. And finally, Dumb and Dumber. I wish we had more of these stories. This is 5 years after it happened.
Okay.
This is a duo from Australia. And they get out of jail and they come back. And now everybody involved in this case is telling their side of the story, including the criminals. Mm-hmm. They were dubbed Australia's Dumb and Dumber Bandits. Anthony Prince is back home in New South Wales, North Coast, after spending 4 years in jail in the United States for what was hailed as possibly the most inept bank robbery of all time. Here he is.
I just had that feeling, like, there's no way that you're going to be able to get away with this. You've just robbed a federally insured bank in the United States. Like, I remember standing up in front of the bank, making that decision to just, you know, let's do it. We're here now. Let's get it done.
By the way, just do it. We're here now.
Mm-hmm.
Might be the worst justification. Look, we made the trip.
Yeah, right. That never ends well.
We're already in front of the bank. What are we going to do, not rob it?
I bought this ski mask. Right? I threw out the receipt. We got to go in.
Here's the teller.
So I walked in first. Lou was behind me.
Sorry, not the teller yet.
In the first few seconds, it just didn't seem like we were being robbed. And I remember feeling like I almost was smiling. Seeing two guys with ski masks and goggles on over the top of them really didn't mean much in a ski town.
I mean, it was in Vail, mm-hmm. Vail, Colorado.
I even remember in the first few seconds that the guns didn't look real.
Hmm.
I put the money into pillowcases. And when I got down to the $1 bills, I said, you want to carry these $1 bills? And he, you know, shut up. Put everything in there, everything. Hurry up. And I was just thinking, you're so stupid. You want to carry like $5,000 in $1 bills.
Wouldn't you want to hear every single case like this?
Yeah. Yes. Where everybody... like a post-game analysis.
Yes, exactly.
They walked out of there with about $130,000 U.S.
Police now.
So mm-hmm. these two kids get so much cash, literally, they can't carry it out. And get this. You know what their getaway scheme was? To ride the ski lift up to the top of the mountain and snowboard down with the money, and then go home.
Different officer.
I would say that we had them identified within 8 minutes.
8 minutes.
An eight-minute getaway. Where they couldn't actually carry the money.
I mean, if you set up a crime and the post game has everyone laughing,
right?
You're in the wrong profession.
I feel like maybe that was not good.
There is a reason I am bringing this up, but initially you're going to think it's 2016 all right. over again. It's not. Wait for it. Hit it, Steve. I was shocked, by the way, that Pokemon Go is still a thing. But I saw this news report this week. A Washington State Patrol trooper, Rick Johnson, was driving on the 518 near SeaTac Airport when he noticed a car pulled over on the shoulder of the highway, where you're not allowed to park, by the way, like many freeways. He pulled over to see if there was an emergency or if the vehicle was disabled. What he instead found was a man with 8 smartphones running different games of Pokemon Go. And this guy had a system, man. They were all neatly nestled into a foam casing to ensure that they were secure for optimal Pokemon hunting on the road. He gave the guy a ticket and said, look, this is emergency purposes only. But my question is, in 2019, who's driving around with 8 cell phones playing Pokemon Go? Wasn't this... I'm not lying, but 3 years ago this was a thing,
yeah,
right?
It felt white hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it went away like everything else, except for it didn't go away.
Well, I had read a report back then that, like, after a year, 3 out of 4 people stopped playing it.
Right.
But I guess so many people were playing it that 1 of the 4 is still a lot.
Yeah, it adds up. Yeah, it peaked in with 28.5 million daily U.S. users, and then steadily went downhill from that. But apparently, they are still releasing new. I don't know, David King of Mexico. He's our Pokemon expert. You were into Pokemon Go heavy at the beginning, right?
Yeah, I was in for about a year, and then I stopped playing.
And why did you stop?
Did you
playing,
have to go
Dave?
Cold turkey? You need some help?
Ease yourself out?
Right? No, honestly, I stopped playing because the Pokemon in my neighborhood were the same over and over and over again, and I kind of got bored. And
you're a lazy player.
And
I'm not going to go outside my neighborhood. This game has to happen all
know,
right here.
And then I got yelled at because I kept playing it in Disneyland, where it was like a hotbed for Pokemon Go.
You saw everyone at Disneyland playing it.
Yeah. There were so many people, and it was so awesome. And then
except for you're missing Disneyland.
Exactly. So then little by little, I stopped playing it, and then I thought I deleted it off my phone, which I didn't because I found it on my phone today.
So he's back.
I might, you know. It's just like, you know, when you relapse, this might be it.
It happens, man.
I just found out they released Team Rocket in the game, so if I get to fight them, then I'll be down with that.
Dave fell off the wagon, you guys.
Don't even know what that means.
Yeah, he's a dweeb.
Hey, don't even understand.
They did release a couple weeks
ago. Jensen said he's a dweeb.
I know, and I like Detective Pikachu. I did read that they put out a new Pokemon that looked like Gene Simmons. That's real. That's not a bit.
Really?
So, like, yeah, 2 weeks ago they put one out. It looks just like Gene Simmons, long tongue and everything, and Gene Simmons even commented on it. So this is still a pop culture juggernaut.
It's still a juggernaut, though?
It's still being talked about all the time. And today there was a story that just got released about people still playing it.
Yes, just today on Mashable, they did an article where they talked to people who are still playing Pokemon, still trying to catch them all, and asked why. Here's a lady, 34 years old, Sarah Whitehead. She works in customer service. She works in the UK. And she says it's a great form of escapism. Also, it helps you feel like you're part of a team. I recently went to an evening event at the zoo where they opened the park just for Pokemon players. It felt great to go somewhere and feel like you were around kindred spirits.
That is a sad little party right there.
My friends totally went ghost on me.
She says, this game has done wonders for my mental health. It helps you as you have a reason to get out of the house and have a walk. Now, that to me is, I mean, isn't the world enough to get out and have a walk, I would think? It introduces you to parts of your local area and landmarks that you wouldn't have noticed before. It's great for mindfulness as you can focus on playing and forget about anything else you might have going on in your life.
Technically the opposite of mindfulness, but okay.
I was in New York City 3 years ago when this was huge, and I saw a group of, I don't know, 25 people running across a crosswalk looking at their phones. All of them going, over here, over here, over here. It's like, you guys are crossing a street in New York City.
You know who plays religiously?
Who?
K-rock artist Mark Hoppus.
Still
to this day.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
He still plays.
What?
Yeah.
He tweets about it a lot, and it's so funny. And I had a conversation with him when he came in and how excited it was that they were releasing like Mewtwo and all the new Pokemons because he was going to get him and his son.
Okay, but maybe that's part of the answer, is that it's something he bonds with his kid.
Oh, that's a front.
Total cover.
I mean, Mark does that with everything. He's like, oh, yeah, my kid and I have been playing a lot of Switch. I play because of him.
He's his beard.
Yeah.
But I feel like a guy like Mark Hoppus is the exact opposite of the sad lady in England going to the zoo, because he is incredibly busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's incredibly busy, but he also has a lot of time in a day, I would guess, to do nothing.
And he travels a lot.
Yeah. He only does a show for 2 hours. So yeah. I would assume he's got time to burn.
I'm surprised there's no real competition. Like, there hasn't been another. I know they did a Harry Potter one, right?
Yes.
But no one talks about that one. But I feel like every property should have made a Pokemon Go.
You think so? Like, you know, fencing or like Game of Thrones version.
Yeah,
you know?
But absolutely. No.
So they're not updating it very much, and it's still a huge thing.
No, I think they are updating it,
Yeah. Dude, the Water Festival begins on August 23rd.
I never want to hear that again.
So what you're telling me is a week from today, plus a couple of hours, a lot of K-Rock listeners going to be on the bus heading to Las Vegas for the singles party.
That is correct, mm-hmm. Yes.
Hit it, Steve.
What are you with Vegas?
It's Kevin's party bus, the Vegas singles party.
We loaded enough booze on the beer for the entire city of Las Vegas.
Vegas, baby!
Talking about a two-night hotel stay at the wonderful Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino, all you have to do is go to KROQ.com and upload a video of yourself, 1 minute or less, please. By the way, Kevin, how are people doing at abiding by the 1 minute or less, please?
Pretty well. They're doing pretty well. Most people don't even get there.
Okay. Tell us why you want to party in Las Vegas and what you're looking to get out of the trip. And by the way, there are really no wrong answers for that. I mean, you could just be going to hang out with fun people. You can be going to get a hookup. You can be going to get find someone to marry. You can be going to gamble. I don't care what the reason
just
is.
Just be in Vegas for three days. Yeah.
Just be in Vegas with a bunch of cool people.
You could want to go to the Pinball Museum. It's in Vegas.
Yeah, sure.
Well, that person is maybe not going to make the cut. But we don't put these videos up. It is just for us to pick to get you on the bus. If you're 21 and up, go to Kara. I understand we have some new entries to go through.
We do. One is a girl that said, I've been listening to Kevin and Bean. I love them long time. So she's in. Because she's mocking me. Here's a dude that surprised me.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. My name is Roland. I'm originally from the Midwest and have been out here in California for about 20 years. And I've never been to Vegas.
I mean, that is that...
It's rare.
What the...
I don't think it is rare, by the way.
I don't?
I think
20 years he's been here.
I mean, that's...
He hasn't been there once.
That's a long time.
Did we trust that guy?
That's a long time.
I mean, you're fulfilling a dream. It's like a make-a-wish. You gotta think about putting him in.
I bet there are... I mean, this would be fun to check one day. I bet there are millions of people in Southern California who have never been to the beach.
What?
People don't...
Yeah,
people,
I would guess that, too.
Yeah, people very... Yeah,
I don't know millions, but...
I mean, when you think about how many people live here,
yeah.
There are a lot of people who just don't get out of their area. You know what I mean? There are a lot of people who don't travel. I don't know. Roland sounded all right to me.
Yeah. See? Is that what we say? About the party bus?
Yeah.
Kevin, Dave, Omar, Beer Mug, take me to Vegas, please. I want to be on the singles bus. I'm recently single. Haven't been to Vegas since I was like 13. I'm sure I'll have a way better time. Hit me up. Lucas Garneau. Instagram.
Okay.
How do you feel about that one?
I don't get a super vibe.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. My name's Vanessa. I heard your ad on the radio. I listen to you guys all the time. You guys are hilarious. And I definitely need this party trip to Las Vegas. I have been... single for over 15 years. Yeah, you got that right.
All right. 15 years.
I mean...
15 plus years of the single life. And although it's amazing and fun, it's hard to find someone in Los Angeles, a man that is good looking and has together and actually wants a serious committed relationship.
Now, are we promising any of that?
No, absolutely not.
We're trying to pick good people.
You never know.
Right.
So I definitely need this trip. It's been years since I've been to Vegas and I have the perfect girls to join me.
Now that I love. She's already planning because it's you and you plus three.
Right.
Yeah. So she's already checked out with her friends that she can do it next Friday.
I think she needs to blow out those cobwebs, you know, after 15 years.
She didn't say that she hasn't had sex, Bean. She just said she's been single.
All right. Okay, I understood.
Yeah, very different.
No, on this trip to party, mingle, and have a ton of fun. And I love Vegas, so it's going to be a blast.
See, that's the kind of person that we love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she knows it's going to be fun because she's there.
That's right. Yeah. And she loves to mingle. She's open to meeting people. She sounds like she's got everything going on. Blow out the cobwebs.
Right. Said. So the deadline is tonight at midnight. So we're looking for a few more girls to keep the numbers even.
Yeah.
So if you want to go to KROQ.com, you can enter for the Kevin and Bean Singles Party. It's the party bus to 106.7 KROQ is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:49.
I know we have a very busy show. We got a lot going on.
You all right? What are you running?
Just run a marathon?
No,
or?
Hand check.
No, it's not like it that at all. I'm just trying to figure out the words to use to read the email that I just got. It is. I know we're getting into the That's My Jam, What's Happening, which I enjoy very much on Fridays, but I feel like this is breaking news.
Okay, but why are you so out of breath? Because you want to read an email?
I'm out of breath because I am. This will take the wind out of you too.
Okay,
Kevin.
All right.
When you read what I just read,
okay,
you will also be gasping for air.
Okay,
that's how disturbing it is. We were doing the phone topic a couple of days ago about people who hid the ring. Remember fiancés who said, "Oh, I'm going to turn it into a little game and I'm going to put it in your ice cream sundae or whatever it is, and you find the ring."
I feel like the people who called in were sort of 50-50. Sometimes it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it didn't.
Yeah, a lot of people thought it was creative and clever and they loved it and they wouldn't you know, have done it any other way.
They're wrong, but that's what they think.
So this is a podcast listener who writes in, was not able to hear the conversation live, but wanted to let us know. And I cannot name the people, but they are semi-famous people that he is writing about that he happens to be an acquaintance with.
Okay.
This is a semi-famous woman who got married by a semi-famous man. The way he proposed was he stuck the ring up his butt.
No possible way.
If this isn't Steve-O, it's got to be Steve-O. There's no one else.
And then called to his girlfriend from the shower and said it felt like something was weird in his butthole.
That is nuts.
And could she take a look?
No! You're not.
You're not supposed to be doing that. You're not supposed to be putting things in your butt.
Honey, something feels weird in my butt.
That's your lead-in to Will You Marry Me?
She did. She thought it was funny. And she said yes.
I mean, that's got to be their relationship. They have to have that kind of thing going.
Yeah, you don't.
He had
you,
to know that was going to work,
yeah,
right?
He has to.
That's a big risk if you don't know.
That is a relationship ender if you don't know. You don't just pull that out of thin air.
How does he know? He's friends with them? Emailer?
Yes. Okay. He is friends with
them. That's crazy. Wow. It's Steve-O, isn't it?
It's not Steve-O.
No. Man, you can't imagine Jerry O'Connell and Rebecca Romijn doing that, but I guess they did.
I mean, this is
not
something you just want to pull out of thin air.
Or a butt.
Unless you have an absolute certainty that this is the type of humor that your girlfriend is going to find amusing.
But even so, you have to think that girl is going to be asked by every friend how she was proposed to.
They have to have a fake story.
They have to have a fake story, right?
Yeah.
Because she wouldn't say it was great. He was in the shower. He told me to take a look at his butt. There's no way that works out for her story-wise.
And by the way, even if she found it hilarious, how eager is she to put that ring on her finger?
Yeah, well, I mean, you see Jada Pinkett wearing it all the time, so.
It's not her at all. So anyway, now you can see why I was flummoxed.
Wow.
When I got the email, because that one didn't make the call-in segment, but if it had, that would be the greatest proposal story of all time.
That's the winner.
If Mila Kunis ever wants to call in and tell the story.
Okay. It wasn't Mila Kunis, but I'm not going to say who it was, but just to think about that as you get about your day.
Don't.
All right. Your parents got drunk. What did they do? What did you see? That'll be coming up right after the top of the hour. First, though, it's that special Friday What's Happening. Allie is out. Jensen fills in today while we talk about the new That's My Jam playlist editions.
Hi, everybody. So, yeah, we don't pick the music that gets played on the station. I know that's a huge shock to you, but we don't. So we get one time every single week to sit here and pick the music that we want heard by you. And it goes onto a playlist, right?
Yeah.
And everything we've ever picked from That's My Jam is available on our Facebook page. There's a link there on our social media at Kevin and Bean. It's a full playlist. It's like over 6 hours of music. It's an entire weekend, right? I don't know hours well. So first, we're going to start with Kevin's pick. Kevin, what'd you pick this week?
Mine is a blues band out of Cleveland called Welshly Arms. And I thought, what a bizarre name that is. It was from a sketch on SNL. Rachel Dratch and Will Ferrell were in a tub talking too much about their sex life, and it was very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And they were in the Welshly Arms Hotel. So these guys saw it, and they were like, you know what? Let's name our band Welshly Arms. Like I said, since 2013 in Cleveland, this song came out last year, and I was not aware of it until I heard it this week. It's called Indestructible. Good song.
It's great.
Yeah.
Sounds really good.
Love that band.
Bean, what is your pick?
Do you guys remember The Darkness?
I believe in a thing called love, right?
Yes.
You gotta say
it like they sing it.
I believe in a thing called
love. believe it or not, still have been following The Darkness. I still enjoy that band very much, and I'm really excited about their new album that is coming out in October called Easter Is Canceled. They are not for everyone, by the way. They are very flamboyant rock and roll. If you're a Queen fan, you're probably a Darkness fan. And their new song is called Rock and Roll Deserves to Die. And here's what they're saying. A lot of bands have relinquished their duty. Rock and roll is so uniform now. Everybody dresses the same, looks the same, sounds the same. It's pathetic. It deserves to die. Let's kill the cliches. That's partly what this album is about. And again, I know this will be polarizing because not everyone can take this dude's voice, but this is a small part of a 5-minute song from The Darkness called Rock and Roll Deserves to Die.
Rock and roll, your time has finally come.
Deserves to die.
That's very Queen-esque.
It is very much so. Justin Hawkins, the lead singer. I still love his voice.
I do, too, because he does things and you go, did he just, what, that note, did he sing that high? That's not possible.
That is my selection for the That's My Jam playlist this week.
Well, I am continuing with a four-week program that I have called the Rap and Rock Review. Last week, I picked Shooty's Groove. I'm picking songs from that era that I don't think you've ever heard.
Okay.
A lot of people use Limp Bizkit as the reference or Linkin Park. No, there was like...
So it's early 2000s?
Yeah, late 90s, early 2000s. There was like 25 of those bands. Some of these you might not know. This one, Bionic Jive out of Phoenix, Arizona, was signed to farmclub.com alongside your boy. I'm your boy. And no one really heard them, and I thought they were really good. They have a sound a lot like Rage Against the Machine.
All right, I'm in.
And even though they seem to have kind of disappeared a bit since 2000, it looks like they did put out an album kind of recently, but not much going on. But you should listen to this song. It is called I Shot Lucifer.
America sleeps while children play with cyber sex. And my neighbor's hard to love, cause I know he child molest. Money manifests the greed, greed manifests the murder, murder manifests revenge. So hold the cycle of the sin. I shot Lucifer. Christ compel me, Christ compel me. We bring the truth to light. Shock the world with it, shock the world with it. A governmental conspiracy to murder me. Descendants of Charles Manson never seem to cease, cause every day man impregnates the belly of the beast.
I love that.
They were great.
That very much.
I'm telling you, there were some hidden gems in that era, man. Got two more weeks to give you some.
Okay.
Allie is out right now, but she sent in her song. And I when Dave handed me this, he goes, you're not going to believe their bio. I go, I think we know these guys, Pup, right? I mean, they actually have other songs on our playlist.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And rest in peace, Chip. It was one of her favorite bands. So
it is sad we lost her at such a young age.
Yeah. I just want to throw out there, Chip didn't die, right? I think she just moved on to another job.
Dead to me.
Okay.
Pup formed in 2011, right? They're out of Canada, out of Toronto. You know what their first name was?
Mm-mm.
Topanga.
What?
No kidding.
The original name was a reference to Topanga Lawrence, a character played by Daniel Fischel on the 90s sitcom Boy Meets World.
Whatever happened to her?
Again, with Chip. Rest in peace.
I hear she married down. I know that.
No, that is true. But when the members learned Fischel would be reviving the character in 2014, they changed her name to Pup. Isn't that crazy?
All right.
They released Morbid Stuff, a new album, in 2019. The song that Allie picked is called Kids.
She said, I feel like a karma devil in a room without walls. I'm drifting on a dark and empty sea of nothing. It doesn't feel bad, it feels like nothing at all. I guess it doesn't matter anyway. I don't care about nothing but you. I guess it doesn't matter anyway. Cause I don't care about nothing. And I had it maxed out. I had a feeling, oh.
Fantastic.
Ironically, PUP stands for Pathetic Use of Potential, which is what Danielle used with Marrying Me. Celebrity birthdays. We have Madonna, Kathy Lee Gifford, James Cameron.
Are you the guy that directed The Abyss?
Yes.
That's pretty interesting.
Wow.
Look, I may not have delivered that well.
That's something he wants to hear on his birthday. Angela Bassett, Reginald Vell Johnson, he plays a cop and everything. Taika Waititi, he's a great director. And Steve Carell.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
No one else can offer you an intimate show for you and your friends with Billie Eilish, who, as far as I'm concerned, is the artist of the year. By the way, if she doesn't win a ton of Grammys, I don't know what I'm going to burn down, but I'm going to burn something down.
Seems odd. That seems like a strange threat.
She deserves to be recognized, is what I'm saying.
I'm going to burn something.
I don't know what yet.
No
Maybe
idea.
My next door neighbor's house, but something's going up in flames.
I'm
going
to be mad.
An intimate show with you and 20 friends, a meet and greet with Billie Eilish, and a 2019 Honda Fit. That's a new car, you guys. All you have to do is slap the new limited edition K-Rock Billie Eilish sticker on the internet, basically at K-Rock.com. You just upload is that right? No,
yeah.
I'm doing that wrong.
Yep.
Yeah, you upload your selfie of the new K-Rock sticker on KROQ.com for your chance to win. And Beer Mug is going to be handing out those stickers and lots of other tickets today at the Hot Topic in Riverside at the Galleria at Tyler from 1 till 3. But you can get your sticker at any Southern California Hot Topic location, and you should. This is an amazing prize.
We've been playing people's entries to get into the Kevin's Party Bus to Vegas, the singles party, and I'd like to bring back one guy who was standing there with his mom on the video, and he tosses it to his mom, who doesn't really handle it well.
Messages for Johnny Cantrell. I'm trying to meet you in Las Vegas, and I need to find me a pretty lady, according to my mother, because she wants me to find someone to marry. She's over here.
looks at her.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to say something about me.
Not only finding a wife. Woman, but someone that's going to love him.
All right, she's drunk. But
I remember when we first heard that, we thought, how many times have you been to a bar with
right,
your mother?
With yeah, your mom?
I have never been.
Never?
Never, no.
That dude's at a bar with his mom who is too drunk to vouch for him.
She's slurring.
I love it.
That's fantastic.
So when we heard that, we thought we have to turn it over to the other Kevin and Bean listeners to find out stories of your parents being drunk. And again, we want to keep it fun, okay?
Yes, please. We're not ready. We're not emotionally equipped for anything deep.
Very easy way to say it.
Okay.
Your parents got happy drunk, not sad drunk.
Okay, good.
But,
okay.
If sad drunk, we still have to laugh about it. It can't be
correct.
Really sad.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just not the worst.
Right.
Is what we're looking for.
Here's what we're looking for from Facebook already, on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page. This is from Rodrigo. One New Year's Eve in Cancun, I was 13. After dinner, my two brothers and I were sent to our hotel room while my parents went out for dinner and to drink. It was the first time when they came back, they were both drunk. It was the first time I had ever seen my mom drunk. She was giggling and couldn't get her shoes off. Everything actually was pretty cool up until the moment they decided to try sexy time, thinking we were asleep.
Oh, no.
Drunk mom and dad come back to the room. He's 13. He and his two brothers are laying there going, oh, please don't, please don't, please
don't. Put their fingers in their ears so they can't hear anything.
La, 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 la.
Hey, we're up!
Because you really, you want to believe that the last time your parents ever had sex was the night you were conceived, right?
Yeah. Or at least, maybe not even then. Maybe it was just some miracle.
Exactly. So 1-800-520-1067. One or both parents got drunk and it was fun or funny. We want to hear from you on the Kevin and Bean Show. Beer Mug, I see you nestling up to the mic. What's going on?
The one and only time, and mind you, I wish my mom got drunk all the time, especially while watching Dodger games, mm-hmm. because I think it would loosen her up a little
bit. Sure, happier.
But the one and only time I
Muggs wants his mom to loosen up a little bit.
The one and only time I ever saw my mom drunk, we were out to dinner, and she had three glasses of wine.
Mm-hmm.
And she only said, oh, she started with one, I'm only going to have one. And then, of course, she moved on to the second and third. By the time we got home, my father and myself were carrying her up the stairs. And she was swaying as if the house was on, it was a cruise ship. So she was going from wall to wall. Her eyes were closed. She's like, I can't move. I can't move. And I was.
Well, how old were you? Was this recent?
This was very recent.
Recent. Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
And it was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. I was hysterically on the floor.
That's very funny. My parents weren't big drinkers either at all. My mom got drunk once. I think I've seen them like tipsy kind of after going out with friends. But my mom got drunk once. Her parents had passed away semi-recently, and I think they were playing music at the party that reminded her of her parents.
Oh.
And so she ended up just like...
Sad drunk.
Yeah. Being like, I'll drink again, you know. And on the way home, she's laughing and laughing, and she's talking on the cell phone, and she just goes, yeah, no, absolutely. And just barfs all over the cell phone and in the car. And it all... Yeah.
Okay. We don't need that.
That microphone was in the car, I think. Yeah. And so it was all over the phone, all over the car. She had to get it cleaned out, everything. And she never drinks. It was such a random one-time mistake more than anything.
That's awesome.
But it made me laugh very hard.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
But that's when your dad left. It was after that event.
Yeah, he was like, you know what? Can't handle it. Gonna leave.
I'm out.
Kevin, did you ever have any experience at all with your parents?
No, my parents didn't drink.
Really?
Isn't that a surprise?
Yes, that's very much a surprise. I don't think I did either.
I don't feel like Chief's a drinker. Was a drinker.
Chief was never, ever a drinker. Okay. My mom drank a little more than she should, but she just got tired and went to sleep. You know what I mean? Like if she had too much.
That's no fun.
She would just nap. Yeah.
So boo! I didn't get any.
Boo! You're not a fun drinker. You're just doing it to sleep.
All right. Let's squeeze in a call at 1-800-520-1067. Let's make it Kyle and Torrance up first, line one. Laura, you hang on. We are going to get up to you as well. But 1-800-520-1067, you saw your parents drunk. Kyle, welcome. Thank you for calling in.
What's up, party people? How's it going?
Good. Great. Thank you. You saw your parents drunk.
Good. So me and my pop went to Vegas. This was 3, 4, 5 years ago. And went out and had a great night. I lost him about 2 hours before I decided to go back to the hotel. He's a grown man, so I figured he'd be fine. And I, like, in the middle of the night, I heard some rustling, like he'd come through the door. I didn't think anything of it.
I woke up the next morning to my dad passed out in his boxers in the bed with a cheesecake and a giant stuffed parrot. we still have no idea to this day. Like, we laugh about it. Like, no idea why he craved cake and where he got the parrot. I don't know how he won.
There's
it,
no answer to that. No. He doesn't know either.
It should always be left as a mystery.
Right? That's
and
a beautiful story.
Eaten. Let me make sure I point that out.
Okay,
it was half eaten when we woke up.
Half eaten, yeah. That is more beautiful. Yeah,
oh my God, yeah. That's amazing. Did you take a photo, Kyle?
Failed!
No, you know what?
I know.
Leave it to the mystery. Because you know what?
My entire life, he had grilled me about not being a drunk mess. So, like, the one time we decided to go to Vegas together, he comes home white girl wasted.
That's amazing.
It's a good job.
That really is. That's a great call. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic weekend. 1-800-520-1067 to call or text. Your parents were drunk and it was fun or funny. We'll take yours next on K-Rock.
All right. Just ahead of Foster the People, let's take one phone call. You saw your parents drunk. John in Long Beach. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Okay, so this is about 20 years ago. I'm in my 20s. It's Thanksgiving. My mom's walking me out to my car. She's been pounding wine all evening long, mm-hmm. right? And it's very rare for me to see my mom even tipsy, let alone drunk. So we get to my car, and she's giving me the mother of all hugs. Little bony Irish woman. It hurts, but I'm like, okay. And out of nowhere, she says, "You're wearing a condom, aren't you?"
What?
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Not the time for the sex.
Wait,
talk.
What?
And I'm like, what? She's like, with your girlfriends, you know, there are a lot of diseases out there. You're using a condom, right? And I'm like, sure. I gotta go.
Yeah. I need to be anywhere else but here.
She was holding onto me with a vice grip. You know, and she's smaller than me, but she had that, like, drunk strength.
Yeah, is the thing. You
know? Drunk strength. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you called, but I think the takeaway here is always wear a condom with your mom.
Oh, right? Oh, my gosh.
No. Take your calls next after Foster on K-Rock. Texter Ethan from Anaheim. My mom threw me a 21st birthday party. She took multiple Jaeger bomb shots with me to start the night. By the end, she was hammered and dancing all over the place. She was way more drunk than I was. Greatest night ever.
Speaking of texters, my mom just texted me.
Uh-oh. Haroldine, what's she talking about?
She said, "Forgot the funniest part of the story. I put my head out the window and kept throwing up, and it was hitting the car windows behind us on the freeway, and they were all going left and right trying to avoid it." She was leaving a smoke screen behind her.
All right, let's get back to your calls on this. You saw your parents drunk. Harrison is up next. Line 5, he joins us from West L.A. Hey, Harrison, which parent was it, or was it both?
It was my dad.
Right.
He was wasted off of tequila, and he stood up from our dinner table, got naked, and jumped into a river.
Stood up from your dinner table, got naked? I'm just trying to picture, who was at the dinner?
So I was on vacation. It was me, my brother, my dad's girlfriend, and his three daughters.
Oh, my God.
Hawaii, as we do on vacation, drinking tequila. Probably all the kids were between, I don't know, maybe 12 and 17.
Okay.
Excellent.
We were bickering as you do at, you know, Hawaiian beautiful dinners. And in order to prove a point and tell us to shut the hell up, he decided to get up, walk out away from our outdoor table, stand in the grass, say, "This is what life is about," and jump into a river.
Well, I don't know what the disagreement was over, but I say your dad won that argument.
Agreed.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
No.
All right. Thank you, Harrison. We appreciate the call. Let's try Justin West Covina up next, line 1 on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Justin.
Hey. Yeah, so the story is with my mom, and when I was a kid, she told me that she was going to cut me up with a knife and throw me in the garbage disposal after drinking a couple of shots of tequila.
Okay.
Come on. This is really... This could go either way.
This is on the border right now.
Yeah.
This got a little darker than we were hoping.
She was joking, of course, but...
Okay. She was laughing.
But yeah.
What happened before laughing, that? Were you just drinking at home with her?
Well, it was a party, and I went to go get some cake, and she was right there, and she's like, "Harrison, let me cut you up a piece of cake," and She looked at me a couple seconds and was like, I'm going to cut you up and throw you in the garbage disposal.
Oh, and, okay.
And me, as a kid, you know, I was kind of scared, but then she started laughing and like, no, I'm not going to do that, you idiot. Like, I'm never do that to you, you know, and...
Do the wardens let you alone on weekends now when you visit her?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
I'm so mad right now. I shouldn't be trying to conduct this other business when we're doing the show, but I was trying to buy Greenland, and they just turned me down.
Well,
they just came out and said that it's not for sale.
Why do you think it's for sale? What even gave you that idea?
I just felt like I wanted to own Greenland. I just woke up today and said I want to own me a country, and they're not going to sell it to me.
Mm. That's disappointing.
Dicks! All right, I guess we'll just continue with this dumb show. Hey, 1-800-520-1067 is the number we give out all the time for you to call us. You can always text us as well. And this is a very special time of the week if you love K-Rock and K-Rock music, because you get to pick any song you want. If we have it, we'll play it for you. We call it Keep It 100. And these are some of the songs you picked in recent weeks. Hello, my name is Dr. Green. I think you can tell because of the inclusion of the Cherry Papa Daddies that pretty much anything goes.
If we have it in our system.
Right. So you text us right now at 1-800-520-1067. If you are Texter 100, we can keep it 100 with you coming up after the top of the hour. First, Jensen's in for Allie with what's happening on a Friday.
Oh, hi, everyone.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're a Beastie Boys fan, this has been quite a year for you. They have spent most of the year celebrating the legacy of the group. In March, the surviving members, Ad Rock and Mike D, appeared in a documentary that was dedicated to the 25th anniversary of Ill Communication, one of their best records. And this summer, the group is releasing new versions of To the Five Boroughs and Paul's Boutique to celebrate those album anniversaries as well. But now, today, we've heard a brand new announcement for those who are Beasties fans and also album collectors. They have new 180-gram vinyl editions arriving in a variety of new colors for the 30th anniversary of Paul's Boutique. The record is going to be pressed on standard black vinyl as well as a limited edition violet-colored vinyl. Meanwhile, Ill Communication will receive a new silver metallic edition for its 24th anniversary, and To the Five Boroughs is coming in a blue vinyl, all of them coming out October 4th. It's kind of cool.
That sounds cool.
And by the way, if you didn't read the Beastie Boys book that I think came out the end of last year,
which is so good, yeah.
Is great.
Yeah, it is really great.
We interviewed them 12, 13 times.
Mm-hmm. Do you know anything more about them?
I read the book, first two chapters. Mm-hmm. I was like, I know more about them now than I have before.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They never really gave you much of a scoop.
And they're short chapters.
Yeah. I think they do those
interviews.
Yeah.
They're not great because they do what they do, which is... just sabotage it.
They're early trade, like they're trolls.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But they troll us, and it's really hard to do. And Beaner and I are like, oh.
Yeah, because you guys
we know what we're getting. Let's give it a try.
You're kind of trolls yourself.
Yes.
The trolls have been trolled.
Robert.
R. Kelly was a no-show in Chicago court on Thursday.
Excellent.
After prosecutors said
did he have a date?
No, thank God. It said that he, quote-unquote, refused transport from jail to the courthouse. The Cook County hearing addressed charges of conspiracy that say the singer set up sexual encounters with underage girls and covered them up to avoid prosecution. But the little setting here went on without Kelly. But Kelly's attorney said that U.S. Marshals informed him that moving the singer would have been a large undertaking.
What?
So imagine you just don't go to your court hearing. You're like, I can't. It's too much. From the jail.
A large undertaking.
A ruling was delayed on the prosecutor's motion to increase his bail by $250,000 for each of the four cases in light of new federal charges in New York City. The judge now says he has to be here. This is a due process issue. So Kelly, who's been in federal custody since July 11th, cannot miss the next court case.
He
can't
hope he does.
Blame transport. Yeah.
Not enough bad things happened to that guy.
No, he deserves more.
Correct.
Drew Barrymore, who recently wrapped up three seasons of the Netflix comedy Santa Clarita Diet. Do you guys like her?
Yes.
Yeah. You big Drew Barrymore? Okay.
Yeah.
She's shooting a pilot this week in New York City for CBS television of an hour-long talk show.
Okay.
You think that would be good?
She's always a great talk show guest.
Yeah.
Very entertaining.
I feel like she would be a good daytime personality.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
See that. Yeah,
that makes sense.
After a few thin years of entries, the first-run syndication market is getting a jolt this fall with Jerry O'Connell, Kelly Clarkson, Tamron Hall, all these people getting talk shows. I feel like Kelly Clarkson and Drew Barrymore speak to the same person.
Like, we don't need them both.
Yeah, they kind of are the same.
I can see that.
Same fan base.
Drew Barrymore is such an interesting person. Do you guys remember when she had an alien living in the closet of her house? I mean, like, just
that was,
randomly?
That was a film. Was
just, she, I mean, her family didn't even know about it.
Definitely a movie.
She and her brother, nope. Elliot, they nope. were trying to nope. hide this monster from Elliot outer
was,
space.
Elliot was also an actor. The alien was like a machine. It was like a robot, basically.
I think I agree to disagree on this one.
Do you guys remember yesterday when we talked about Miss Maisel Day?
Yes. Yes, with all the cheap stuff.
That's right. Well, when I heard that they were doing a gas giveaway, it was like, you know, 38 cents or something per gas. I knew they were going to run into problems.
Yeah.
That's a dumb thing to do in Los Angeles. Well, the Santa Monica Police Department put a kibosh on the Amazon promotion because it attracted throngs of drivers who wanted to get gas at 30 cents a gallon, but ended up creating such a traffic jam on Cloverfield Boulevard and the 10 freeway for several hours that the police had to step in.
What a nightmare.
I can't believe it was supposed to end around 5 p.m. It got shut down at 1:30. The cops kind of let it trickle down at 2:30. But this was a dumb idea. This was stupid.
This is Santa Monica!
And then also, this comes off the heels of another thing in New York City where Arizona Iced Tea did a shoe promotion. They made shoes with Adidas, and they're actually kind of dope.
Okay.
And they were selling them for 99 cents.
Oh, my gosh.
And so that, basically, they did not expect a lot of people to come out for Arizona Iced Tea shoes. But the entire block was filled with people, and cops shut it down within, like, you know, 30 minutes also.
That's the way to do it. You offer a great deal, then you don't have to honor it.
Yeah, and you get all the press.
Right.
You literally get all the press.
Oh, they got shut down by the police. What a bummer.
Oh, it's crazy. They just keep saying Arizona Iced Tea all day, and we didn't have to get rid of shoes for a dollar. It's kind of the same marketing, right?
I like it.
Anyway, I'm going to buy those shoes on the secondary market.
I'm sure you are.
I've put an alert in my phone. Birthdays, Madonna, Kathy Lee Gifford.
Can I tell you a Madonna story real quick?
Please.
Have any of you had a run-in with her?
I've never.
It was a seat filler at the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting in a seat, and apparently it was Madonna's. And this is what I heard as she came up the aisle behind me. Who's the asshole sitting in my seat?
Wow.
And I was that asshole.
I mean, that does not seem like a chill person.
No, it doesn't. Okay. I was like, hey, I'm good. No worries. I don't want to be beaten up by Madonna.
Do you think she'd remember you?
No, God, no.
I always think it's funny when you think about the people she had been with. It's like, it's kind of some losers. Jose Canseco, Vanilla Ice. Mm-hmm. She didn't always pick winners.
Guy Ritchie, though, is all right.
Yeah, Sean Penn, although rumors about him and her relationship. But cool guy, good actor.
Yeah.
I don't know about cool guy. I take that back.
Yeah.
I said Madonna. Kathy Lee Gifford, Angela Bassett, Steve Carell, Reginald Vell Johnson, Taika Waititi, and James Cameron.
Are you the guy that directed The Abyss?
Yes.
That's pretty interesting.
Maybe I agree with Madonna.
Every Friday morning, about this time on The Kevin and Bean Show, we let you, the Kevin and Bean listener, help us pick the music. We call it Keep It 100.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I know this is a controversial, but I'm going to say John Popper from Blues Traveler is another guy who I think looked better fat than thin.
Don't put that on Twitter. He searches for his own name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a big search for his own name guy.
Blues Traveler Hook was Mario from Long Beach's pick. He was texter number 99. Texter number 101 was Sergio looking for STP tripping on a hole in a paper heart.
That would have been a pick.
Which I am also like not mad too. At. But as you know, there can only be one texter 100. And today it is our friend Grant from Brea who joins us on K-Rock right now. Hey, Grant.
Hey, what's up, party people?
Do I feel like we have met you before?
Yeah, I'm. I was.
How do you do that?
Hold on, Grant. Do you do that? You don't remember that you were like lived with a woman once. How do you remember this?
That's not important, Grant. Where did we meet?
But, I was another Kevin 100, and I've also been to a bunch of Kevin and Bean events. So
how do you? But you didn't say anything that identified you.
Okay.
We've met before. Unbelievable.
I just, you know, every once in a while I just get clairvoyant. I see the letter B. I see B in a name of a relative you lost. All right, Grant, what's your story? What do you got going on this Friday morning?
Nothing much. Tomorrow I'm going to see Bad Religion, so.
Ooh, oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
You
fun,
win.
Fun weekend.
Yeah.
you could pick any K-Rock song you ever wanted to hear. Which one did you choose and why?
Well, I feel like you guys don't play these guys enough, and I've always loved this band, and it's Sure Shot by the Beastie Boys. Or the...
Keep it 100.
Because you can.
Yes, indeed, it's fun time, fun time.
One of the greatest K-Rock bands of all time. It's the Beastie Boys. Grant in Brea. Texter number 100 for Keep It 100 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Jensen, I know this is Allie's bit, but since she's out today and you're filling in for What's Happening, I'm going to ask you. And you're a hip-hop head, so yeah. I don't think you'll have any problem with
this. Well, I don't know. I'm not a years guy. I'm not really okay. much of a years guy. But I know I'm in high school.
Okay? All right.
I know that... Intergalactic comes out at the end-ish of high school, 98, 99. So I'm going to say 96, 95. I'm going to say 95.
You'd be wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh.
June of 94 for Sure Shot.
Dang it.
Released the same week as the album Ill Communication, but that is another great song from the great Beastie Boys here on the world-famous K-Rock. Thanks, Grant, for picking that one for Keep It 100.
It's a shame there's no... way to recap things that happened during the week.
Yeah, people miss a ton of stuff. Right?
It is weird that we do so many things and then no one knows what happens at the end.
I know I barely listen.
I'm
Jensen from Kevin and Bean, and I'm here to catch you up to speed. Cause if a squirrel laying dead in the middle of the street, keep it out of your house or it's biting your feet. Yeah, Bean made a stray into his baby. Now he's sadly living with rabies. Even if he's not, you probably shouldn't care, cause no one is safe from the reach of poo air. Oh, Joe McHale was a guest, and Seth Rogen's always the best.
Isn't that creepy?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. And a couple of olds love to dress alike. In D.C. called in a few days before a fight. Mama Mugs turned the Dodgers off every single night. Yeah, the week always moves real fast. And if you missed that, download the podcast.
Soon they say romances break up. How I hope and how I pray.
Oh. How are you going to come with the olds like that? I love them.
They did.
That is a that's a phenomenal job, Jensen. Thank you. Done. Do get the podcast at radio.com, wherever you get yours. Like we always say, if you miss a day, you miss a lot here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Jensen is in for Allie. Time for one final look at what's happening here on a Friday.
Oh, hi, everyone. The man caught on video sucker punching Andy Dick in New Orleans. We have been following this story.
Yes.
It is our beat. We are all over this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he's claiming the comedian grabbed his crutch and winked at him first.
I should not weigh in on this based on zero information, so I won't.
Well, I mean, what you're saying, what you're alluding to, is the idea that Andy Dick has been called out before for this kind of behavior.
Only many times.
Yes. David Hale, 46 years old, is making the claim originally when cops showed up at his home on Tuesday. He said, yes, I did do that, but I had a reason. He claims that he approached Dick, 53, after a show at One Eye Jack's nightclub in the French Quarter to say he enjoyed the performance, and that the comedian then leaned in and, quote-unquote, grabbed his genitals. Hale claimed he lost control and cold cocked the comedian, who said he was then knocked out unconscious for 15 minutes. He is now facing second degree battery and simple battery in the attack. But it is important to say that a rep for Andy Dick is denying the claims. But the New Orleans Police Department is investigating all allegations related to the altercation.
Look, I don't know what happened. I love Andy and I always want him to be well. And I hope that he didn't do that. But I can't figure out any other reason why a guy would randomly knock this dude out.
That's true, unless you're just trying to beat up Andy Dick.
Yeah.
So, who's trying to do that? Like, why?
Or maybe he got one of those cameos and he didn't do a slide whistle in it.
Oh, that would be disappointing.
I would punch him in the face over that.
Understandably, no jury would convict you.
No. Kristen Wiig, off the market, getting married.
Oh, what a lucky guy, whoever that is, or girl. I don't know the situation.
The former Saturday Night Live, who knows, or whatever. The former Saturday Night Live actress and longtime boyfriend Avi Rothman are now engaged. People Magazine confirms today they got engaged earlier this year in what is a secret, I guess. The couple's been together for more than 3 years. They've been out of the spotlight as sort of a duo, though. No one really knows they're dating. But yeah, they were in Hawaii recently showing off some PDA, and now they're getting married. He's a writer, actor, producer, and director. He's one of those.
Is it true that he put the ring in his butt and then he called in for her to come? Hey, I've got something that doesn't feel right.
That's a
email was a secret.
Come look at it in the shower, and that's how he proposed.
Yeah, that's a different story.
His IMDb page lists several acting, writing, and producing credits. This seems to have met maybe at the Groundlings. They both came up there for comedy.
Makes sense.
All right.
But congratulations to her.
Good for
congratulations,
her.
Congratulations, yeah.
Listen, I read this story, and I relate to the man. I feel like him and I are peas in a pod. I feel like...
R. Kelly?
No. Sorry, not R. Kelly.
I was just guessing. Sorry.
Guy who decked Andy Dick?
Robert.
No. It wasn't exactly love at first sight for Brian Austin Green and wife Megan Fox, all right? Recently on Barstool's KFC Radio, the Beverly Hills 90210 actor Brian Austin Green said that his relationship got off to a rocky start. He said he had just gotten out of a relationship and wasn't looking for something at the time. And basically, Megan Fox just repeatedly kept asking him out on dates.
And he kept saying no?
Yes. Kept saying no over and over again.
I'd like to hear her version of that.
She was, quote unquote, really persistent in pursuing him even after he said no after a recent breakup.
Hmm. What a drag if Megan Fox just keeps calling you over and over and over again.
Stop it.
I feel like I'd
be so thirsty.
I connect with the bag.
You do.
Well, I mean, he doesn't get it as bad as like Lyle Lovett got it in the 90s or whatever for being with Julia Roberts, but like he's out his league.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. He knocked out of
out of our leagues, by the way.
Yeah, clearly.
Every one of us.
True. Every one of us. Fox and Green have been married since 2010. They met while working on a sitcom called Hope and Faith in 2004. They have three kids. They're also kind of a cute couple that have like broken up and separated and then gotten back together. They made it work.
Right. Yeah.
That's all I wrote down. You guys have anything going on this weekend?
Well, I'm going to see the great Weird Al tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, look at you.
Donna told me, because she's on Facebook, I'm not, that they have this thing that comes up that tells you about this date on your Facebook page.
Sure.
And apparently we saw Weird Al 7 years ago today.
Oh, man.
As well. And we've seen him since then as well. And we're going to see him tomorrow. So I'm super psyched.
You going
to
take a pic?
Party.
I don't know. I'll play by ear.
You should.
I mean, I have a lot of pictures of me with Weird Al, but it's you never know. I mean, this could literally be the last time I ever see him in my life with moving away.
Wow.
He's going to play in the UK, no?
Take it easy.
Mr.
Doom and Gloom up here.
International tours.
You never know. I hope, you know, I hope Al is always in my life.
Are you going to kill Weird Al?
No, it's the opposite of that.
That's a great question.
We don't worship at the Church of Weird Al.
You know, it's the last time anyone's going to see Weird Al.
It's a weird thing to say, Dean. That's all we're saying.
I'm very excited. So those are my big weekend plans. How about you guys?
How about Mugs?
Yeah, well, today, continuing the Hot Topic sticker campaign. Like I worked that in? Thank you, Kevin. Uh-huh. 2243 Galleria at Tyler at the Galleria Tyler Riverside. I'm going to have more Hot Topic gift cards. We're giving away the new K-Rock sticker. And also, I'm going to have tickets to the Self-Help Festival at the Nas Event Center for
Nas
October
12th. Nas is going to be there?
No.
Nas is performing at the Self-Help?
I think they just named the venue after him.
Got it.
So I will be there from 1 to 3. Come say hi. We'll have a good time.
You're going to go around to the vendor, see if you could maybe pick up some tips and...
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Proud of you.
It's a shaky yeah right there. Just want to remind you, we're loading up the party bus and taking you and three friends to join us in Vegas. It's next Friday, a week from today. Our singles party is going to be happening, including a two-night hotel stay at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. You have until midnight tonight. Go to krock.com to enter. And the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with Stryker and Klein's commercial free-for-all this afternoon on your drive home today. Have a great weekend, and we will see you Monday morning.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Are we going to bone later?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That's not great. What's option B?
My cat just bit me on the foot.
At this point, I'm more Bean than Gene.
Just pass it around.
Do you want the cheesecake?
And don't bogart that joint, my friend.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa.
Just pass it on down.
Matter of fact, everybody's got the day off. Everybody's got the day off. Y'all got the day off. Everybody go home. I'm so appreciative of all you guys' hard work. I love every single one of you, except you, Tad. Bagel Friday is for everybody, Tad. You don't think we know you taking the bagels?
Yeah, Tad, not cool.
From the entire Channel 4 news team, I'm Veronica Corningstone.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go yourself, San Diego.
Bong, bong. World.